a little orb, and it's floating as I walk through the whole house.
Here we go.
Amen, everybody. This is the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan with Apostle Jason Wade. Natalie Grant, man, I mean, her songs really touch your heart, and Hold On is a great song. If you want to check out any of her CDs, just go to a local Christian store. Natalie Grant, she has some great CDs. Her songs really touch your heart. That was touching me right there. I could feel the Lord just filling me up when I was just listening to that song, and we kind of need that for this show today. Today is going to be healing prayer. It's all about, you know, about God touching people, and we're going to take a lot of call-ins today. If anybody want to call in, the number is 347-996-5673. 347-996-3615. I'll repeat that. It's 347-996-3615. Me and Jason got a few announcements. I've not did a lot of announcements in a long period of time, but I'm going to start doing that. If anybody wants to go straight to the show of Blog Talk Radio and listen to any archive, you know, shows that I've had before, it's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/locate, locate 77. That there is how you can go straight to my site. And if you want to check out my Facebook page for The Healing Light, it's www.facebook.com/, in big letters, healing, L-E-L-E-A-I-N-G, light show. Just type all that down, and it should take you right to The Healing Light show. I do tell most people, if you can't remember all this, just look up Reverend Stan and Healing Light on the search, and most of the time you'll find it. I have, you know, looking for my own show for other people, I can find it pretty quick that way. But, you know, I am making a T-shirt for the Healing Light show. That's something to come. And there's another event that we're going to have May the 16th, 17th. I'm trying to find a church to represent this thing and have this. If it ain't, I'm going to find a building myself. But Art Thomas is coming to Catawba County or the surrounding areas. It's going to be, like I said, the 16th and 17th of May. It's called the Empowering of the Holy Spirit Evangelism Training. He's going to be taking us out on the street. Well, first of all, he's going to be teaching us indoors how to do things and how the Holy Spirit works. He's going to teach you biblically how the power of God works. And you actually ain't going to see him do a whole lot of healing. He will, just to show you. But most of the time, you're going to be doing the healing yourself. It ain't going to be him that's up there trying to show off what he's got. He wants you to show off what God has in you. That's what the training is about. It's not about him. It's about you and how the Holy Spirit works through you. And that's what this training is all about. I'm trying to get, you know, the Holy Spirit moving in my area through people. And a lot of these churches around here has kindly, you know, died it down a little bit. They don't want to believe in it, or they knock it off, or, you know, these special people can do this. Special people ain't the only ones can do it. You can do it too. And this workshop's going to show you that. So it's going to be May the 16th and 17th. And I'll say in about a couple weeks or a month or whatever, I'm going to tell you exactly where we're going to have it, because I want to make sure we have a place to have it. I've got a few people looking in Asheville for a church, and I'm looking for places around here, and I'm still advertising for a building to have it. But, you know, if all goes down, we're going to have it at the community center, and we're going to have a full thing there. But just look forward to that. Art Thomas, he's going to be here in May. And Jason Wade, he has a YouTube page. He posts up a lot of healings. It's called Yielded Vessel at youtube.com. And you can check him out on Facebook. It's Jason Wade. And he posts videos up there too. Jason, you got any more to say about that?
Oh, no, yeah. It's Yielded Vessel YouTube. You know, I also got the They Shall Recover page on Facebook, which got a lot of healing videos. It's pretty cool too. So, you know, I put most of the same videos on YouTube, on Facebook, so you can basically find them both on both. So, you know, you can either check Facebook, Apostle Jason Wade, and, you know, you can watch a lot of cool healing videos and deliverance videos and Holy Spirit encounters and stuff like that. So, pretty cool stuff if you want to check it out.
It's also awesome to watch these videos, because, I mean, I've watched videos from Jason and many other ones, and it actually shows you how to do it. It shows you the power of the Holy Spirit, how he does work, because it's kind of hard to fake something on the street, because a guy will kind of like walk off and give you a weird look if it's fake. And when you see a guy on the street actually getting healed, you know it's the real deal. It ain't no fake thing about it. And, I mean, you see Jason's videos. He's got legs growing out. He's got, you know, arm problems correct in front of your eyes and all type of things. I mean, you'll really enjoy his videos. I have. I'm not sure you would too. Today is all about healing. I have these shows ever so often. And I'm going to go to Matthew 8. The first one on Matthew 8. It says, when Jesus came down from the hill, a large crowd followed him. Then a man suffering from a dreaded skin disease came to him. knelt down before him and said, "Sir, if you want to, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I do want to," he answered. "Be clean." At once the man was healed of the disease. And then Jesus said to him, "Listen, don't tell anyone, but go straight to the priest and let him examine you. Then in order to prove to anyone that you are cured, offer a sacrifice that Moses offered." Was Matthew 8. And that's pretty awesome, because, you know, Jesus actually came down to be the Christ, and the only way that the Jewish people would recognize that he was the Christ is through the power of God. And that's the only way they would recognize him. So every healing, you know, that was done, that he, you know, he's wanting the Jewish priest to see this, to see that he was the Christ. And many a time, you know, he would tell them, go to the priest, you know, let them see you, let them see what's going on. And I've known many people that works in the power of God, they'll have some of the people they work on go to the doctor and see how it's doing, you know, to really inspect it and even let the doctor see what, you know, the healing that what God has done. And there was times where Christ would tell people not to say anything, you know, don't say this. And then as soon as he'd tell them not to say anything, you know, a couple cities would hear about it. But then the crowds would get bigger. But, you know, that's how God works. And it's kind of amazing how God works in many different ways. And, Jason, what type of experiences have you had in your healing ministry here lately?
Lately, just more. I mean, it seems like a lot more power is flowing lately. 2014 has been really awesome. You know, a lot of really cool miracles, and you know, just definitely seems like the glory is thick right now, and you can just really, you know, get miracles to pop right now. So, you know, a lot of deliverances and a lot of people being set free from a lot of demonic stuff. You know, I'm noticing that a lot of more radical healings. You know, just a lot more power this year, and I believe it'll steadily increase, you know, as we go along. And, you know, I've been seeing really cool stuff, you know, a lot of legs growing out, a lot of bones being healed and really cool stuff like that, you know. And
it's kind of cool to see the power of God actually work right in front of you.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm excited, man. You never know what's going to happen, you know. Just get out there, and you're not going to hit a home run unless you take a swing. So just, you know, try for the big things, and, you know, see what'll happen. If you find someone in a wheelchair.
Amen. Yes. It's great to see things like that going on. I know I've heard a lot of many people working the power of God. They always say hit the streets, and, you know, they've did many a prayer and it didn't work until it did start working. And it's just, you know, it's just God seeing that you're willing to go with it. And the more you're willing to put more power to what you're doing instead of just giving up, then he starts working along with you. But if you start doing it and a couple things don't work and you just give up, he's going to use you, but he might not use you in that manner because your faith ain't strong enough. But when your faith starts getting strong enough and, you know, you heal a couple of people or put your hands on a couple of people and it slowly happen, you know, you just keep on going it because you know God's going to use you, then all of a sudden you have that great big miracle that happens. And then, then it starts flowing. But
you just got to ask him to bring you appointments, man. A good prayer to say is just, "Lord, bring me some appointments." You know, if your faith is kind of weak in healing or something, and, you know, just say, "Hey, Lord, you know, bring me some appointments." You know, strengthen my faith in the healing, you know, ministry, and then he'll start to bring you. You know, he'll definitely put you into an appointment where you get in a situation where it'll increase your faith. And, you know, if you're trying to get better at deliverances, you know, just say, "Hey, Lord, give me some appointments, you know, set me up with some encounters," and then he'll start just like bringing you some deliverance appointments and, you know, whatever it is, you know, if you're trying to get, you know, people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and, you know, speak in tongues or whatever, just tell him, just be like, "Look, bring me some appointments, Lord. I need my faith strengthened in that area." And he'll definitely just, you know, bring you into an appointment, and, you know, you'll, from that point on, you'll be like, "Wow, you know, I seen that once." Once you see it once, and you're like, you know, with me at least, if I see, like, you know, someone get out of a wheelchair, then you're like, "Okay, now next time I see someone in a wheelchair, I'm not intimidated. I know that I seen it once, so I can see it again." So, you know, it's like, that's kind of how your faith will grow in that. But it's also just the trust to know that it's not you. You're not doing it through your self strength. It's God doing it, and His will is for them to be healed. So if you just go with that attitude and look, and also just, you know, go with the attitude like, look, Lord, I know you're doing it, and I'm not doing it, and just have a rest while you're doing it, a trust. It's not your power. And also, if it doesn't work, don't stress it out. You can only do your job. You can only say the prayer. You know, you can only give it a few swings, and, you know, I definitely don't give up. If it doesn't work the first prayer, you know, of course, push, you know, give it a few more tries, but if it's not happening, then it's just not happening, man. Back off and let the Lord do His thing. You know, it's not you who did anything wrong. You know, all you can do is do what you are trained to do, and then after that, you know, let the Lord finish it. You know, if it doesn't work, I just say, okay, Lord, I command this person to be healed, and I know You'll do it in Jesus' name, and they'll probably get healed that night. The next day, it'll happen. You know.
Yeah. I know. You know, Curry Blake, I heard him talk about this quite often, and he said that he had some situations where he went into the hospital, and he had to wear a daggum suit to go into the room because the dude had something going on and some kind of skin disorder or something. But anyway, it was very touchy-touchy. He'd go and pray, and a lot of times it didn't happen right in front of his face, but as soon as he'd leave the room or a day, it would happen. So
many times.
So it would be It'd be different, you know. It'd be pretty bad if you go in there and say nothing happened. Heck with this, I'm gone, you know.
Yeah.
But he
knew. Can feel it. You can feel it. You know, like when you're praying, if it's Jesus, it's easy, bro. So like if you're praying for, you know, instant healing, and then try one time and you're not getting any results, and you try again, and then you try again and again and again, and if you're sitting there for, you know, forever, you know, and nothing's happened, and then obviously you know that that you're coming up against some resistance. You know, I have learned that it's demonic interference. You know, it could be doubt in their mind. It could be that they're just, you know, thinking something crazy in their head. It could be that there's, you know, other issues. So, you know, as you get more matured in it, yeah, you can pray, you know, for the interferences to leave in the middle of that healing or whatever miracle you're trying to perform, and you can get things done. But I've just learned, you know, you can tell through the Holy Spirit and kind of with the flow you're in that, hey, if it's not going through smooth, then obviously we'll leave this in God's hands and trust for Him to, you know, to finish it and execute it the way He wants to. And of course, you know, if the person's still not good, of course, you know, come back and keep praying again later and stuff. I usually just pray on my own time, man. When they leave out of my presence, I'll just, you know, say, okay, Lord, you know, I'll just continue praying for them a little bit more. But yeah, you're not going to always see an instant result, man. And I've had many people call me back and say, oh wow, you know, the next day it's good, or an hour later it's good, or even a week, and you know, so never know, man.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I was going to announce the number again. Don't be scared to call in. We're all pretty cool. We had a lady who called in the other day that she's called other people and she had a hard time with, but she really enjoyed, you know, us praying for her. It's 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. You know, if you got any illness going on with you, give us a call. If you have family issues, give us a call. Any type of issues like that, just be more than happy. You know, just give us a call and we'll be willing to pray for you and see some transformation happen in your life. We'll be right back. And I'm going to play Trust in Jesus. welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Stan and Jason, Apostle Jason Wade. We just listened to Third Day Trust in Jesus. They're a very, very cool group. They're more of a Southern gospel group. And they sing a lot of modern music, and they've got a lot of good hits out there. You can check them out at Walmart or any Christian bookstore, even online. They sell a lot of CDs, and they travel from coast to coast doing different concerts, so just keep your eye open for them. But, yeah, anybody that wants to call in for a healing, you can call in any time. We're just here waiting. We're all got the Holy Spirit going, you know, going flowing through us, and we're finally waiting. And it's 347-996-3615. We had one Thursday, which was a pretty cool call, and we really helped the lady out. But I'm just going to go ahead and talk about some of the miracles that we've had. What, Jason, what type of miracle that really stands up in your mind that you've recently had that you really saw the power of God work through?
Oh, man. Let me think here. I mean, deliverances lately to me are what's been really radical, you know, seeing people, you know, the demons come out of people. I mean, I can really honestly say that's been the most powerful because, you know, I've seen, you know, demonic deliverances where demons are actually speaking through people and, you know, taking control of them and, you know, throwing them to the floor, wild stuff like that. A lot of legs growing out, you know, you know, big differences, you know, big, you know, legs that are like 3 inches shorter and you just see the leg, you know, shoot out. That's really radical and always, you know, gets your juices flowing or whatever. So, you know, I seen, you know, a guy that sticks out, you know, same thing like you're talking about with not giving up, the not giving up topic. You know, a guy, he was, you know, really bad off, man, and I didn't even approach. I've seen him around a lot, you know, and it's just an intimidating injury because he's really, you know, he was really bad off. His whole spine was crushed. You can watch the video to it. His whole spine was crushed, and his leg was, you know, crushed in an accident, young guy. You know, and he was really bad, you know, has a hard time walking and uses a cane and just, you know, really, really bad injury. And, you know, I didn't approach him one time. I seen him and just something was telling me he just looked like he wouldn't be down for it. You know, he looked like he wouldn't be down for it. I don't know. The Holy Spirit didn't nudge me. And anyway, I seen him again and they started talking to me about God. It was just like an appointment, man. They started talking about God, and the mother was saying some things about God, and I said, "Oh wow, you guys believe in the Lord, huh?" Well, you know, it's weird to say this because I pray for people, and I'd love to pray for you. You know, are you in pain? And he was, you know, he was okay with it. So we prayed, and you know, nothing happened. You know, first shot, boom, nothing. Second time, pray again, nothing. Third time, nothing again, you know, and it was weird because his leg grew out. We did get that going, but he was saying that, you know, he still had the pain, and so, you know, I led him into a quick prayer, and we kind of got the Holy Ghost on the scene. I learned that if you do that too, kind of, you know, have the person pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit first, it gets the Holy Spirit on the scene, gets the person filled with the Holy Ghost, and makes the whole process go through a lot smoother. So anyway, you know, after a few tries, boom, he's totally healed, and he threw that cane down and walked pretty perfect, you know, and that was really awesome. And you know, that's pretty intense there. But I've seen a lot of bones, you know, that are broken going back into place lately. And on Facebook, I really like it when someone calls and you just type. Just through typing, man, seeing someone healed, that's really radical. Just to see that there's no limitation with the glory of God. You can even type. He'll even, you know, use just through typing, you know, getting someone healed, typing a message, man. And I've even did deliverances like that, man. A person calls and they got demonic issues and you type. And it's the way it works is like a person, mm-hmm. when they read that message, man, when they just read that message, the demonic oppression that they're going through, the demons that are inside of them, when they see that with their eye, when the person sees that with their eyes, it's like, uh-oh, boom, and then it leaves. It's really neat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of cool stuff, man. Just know, basically, the sovereignty of the Lord, and just there's no limit with his glory, man. You can, it's through the phone, it's through typing, it's in person, over Skype, you know. It's just really awesome, this generation we're in. You can just see so many miracles so through so many different, you know, avenues you can come at it through. So Really cool stuff, yeah. Man. Kind of too much to even think.
Yeah. Something that, you know, people don't really know today. We just prayed for a lady that's having wisdom teeth issues, and we weren't really sure that she's going to come in on the show because she had something to do or something, but she wanted us to pray for her, and we just prayed before the show. So that was one healing that we had before the show, but we just kind of looking for somebody to call in where we can, you know, show people the power of God. It's very amazing for people to hear it and hear it for themselves, and it's pretty cool. But, yeah, I've had some cool things that's happened in my life here recently, and it's just amazing how the Lord touches your life. I've had a thing with my Camaro. I might have said this before, but, you know, I was looking for a car to drive because I had a friend of mine that I was donating my car to because he had no way to school and he had no way to really at all, you know, get to school. So I actually just, let him have it because I was wanting to get rid of it anyway, and I could trade it in and they'll use it for a bad reason at a car dealership or something, and I just might as well let this kid, you know, have the thing. And anyway, I was looking for another car, and I was looking for a Kia. And instead of that, the Lord told me to look for a Camaro. That's something that's been on my heart for a very long time. So I started looking on Craigslist for a Camaro, and I found a guy that actually lives close to where I live, in Newton, North Carolina. And I actually went to his house, looked at the car, and come to find out he had back issues. He had back pain. He could not get a surgery for his back because his insurance wouldn't follow through on his surgery, and a lot of bad issues going on there. I could feel a touch of demonic activity around the house because something was holding him down. That's what the enemy does. He'll send some of his, I say, workers there to hold people down where they can't achieve anything in their life, even knock them down from God because it knocks their hopes down all the time. And anyway, the Lord sent me there that day, and I got to pray for his back, and my hands started heating up, started going down his back. He actually had his back healed, but he still wanted the surgery. I mean, I don't understand why, but anyway, the insurance people called him early that morning and said that they was going to set up his appointment, they was going to support his surgery, and that, you know, and he actually set up a date and time, and so he's going to get to have his surgery. Way beforehand, they weren't going to do anything. The next morning after he got prayed for, they was. So he got to sleep the best he ever slept in years, and plus he got his surgery lined up. So the Lord touched him in many different ways. I mean, I could tell you, on top of things I've saw, I do a lot of divine appointments. I do a lot of those, and I'm talking to many different people to do things for them. And I have had a lady that I mowed for, her and her son is, you know, lost. She lost her husband. The son lost his father, and they had a lot of spirit of depression over both of them. And they just felt like they didn't have no hope because, you know, she's left with her house and all her husband's affairs. And she just, you know, nothing just never went right after that happened. And she just lost all hope. And I mowed for him for a while. And what happened was is that, you know, the Lord, I was going to pray for him, but, you know, the Lord was wanting me awake just a little bit. I prayed for him, in the background. But it wasn't the time to go up to him and say, you know, and Jesus, you know, start laying on hands and all that. So I went there for about a month or so and just didn't really – she knew that I was a minister and I prayed for people, but, she, you know, she wasn't really sure about me or whatever. You know, she got to get to know you, you know. So one day she said, you know, Stan, I heard that you pray for people. Can you pray for me and my son? I was like, sure. You know, I'll pray for you and your son. Just there on the porch, just both of y'all sit down. I pray for both of them. And at the time, I felt, you know, a divine presence hit that house, and I even went out in the backyard while I was mowing. I could feel a divine presence spreading across the yard. And her son has, disease where you can't really sit still and your mind is real hyperactive kid. Anyway, the Spirit of God calmed that on him and actually brought the spirit of depression out of her. And the next time I went over to mow her grass, she's like, I feel 100% better. I could feel the peace of God over her. And I was like, amen, thank you, Jesus, for doing this. It's like, you know, he was setting up the time and a point where she would be open for the Lord to do something for her. Because a lot of times we put up a blocking, like a wall. It's like, you know, we always blame the innocent one for all of our problems. We always blame God. You know, why did you do this? Why do you do that? But one of the biggest things we don't realize that we got our own free will. And our free will gets us in a lot of problems. And the enemy knows about our free will, and he knows how to manipulate it. So while you're going through these problems that he caused, he's manipulating you the whole time with your free will. And it's not God. It's basically the enemy just manipulating you and want you to throw the blame on God. And then we end up in a hole, and then we're needing help. And then when we get to that point where we need help, God will come in and help us. But it's that time that we get the enemy's manipulation away from us and find out that it's him and say, enough is enough. Lord, please help me. Forgive me for doubting you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. It's kind of like in the Bible when Jesus was talking about, you know, the son that ran off and took his father's inheritance and went and partied up and had a good time with it. And then after he was broke and living in a pen with a bunch of pigs and stuff like that, he saw that his father's servants had more food and more stuff than he had because he squandered all his stuff. And he wanted to go back to his father and see if his father would actually take him back. And at the time, he went back to his father, and his father, came to him, come running out of the gate with his hands open and said, welcome back, son, welcome back, son. And Jesus said, that's how the Father is with you. If you fell into a ditch, if you fell into sin, and you deny the Father, his arms is always open for you. He never lets you down. Remember that. He never lets you down. No matter how screwed up your life has got, how many times you've denied the Lord, he still loves you. He's still waiting for you. He knows you're being manipulated. He knows the game of the enemy. He knows that. He's there waiting for you. And never forget that. The Lord is always sitting there waiting for you to come to him. He loves you. He loves everybody. But he can't help you're manipulated. He's waiting for you to say help. And when you help, he comes to you and he starts helping you and starts transforming your life. The enemy don't want you to know that. He wants you to think, oh, you're such a sorry sinner. He is never going to help you. You did it real big. You did a real bad thing this time. And if you don't get in your scripture and don't know your word, you wouldn't know this. I mean, you believe what the enemy's telling you. But Jesus has said many a time, you know, he's not here to judge you. He wasn't here to condemn you. He came to save you. He came to save you. He wants you. He knows you've got problems. He knows all your faults. You don't have to hide from your faults. He already knows them. That's why he went to the cross for you. You know, there was no way to the Father but through him dying on the cross. That's why he hit the cross just for you. Not just for the big minister on TV or the big Christian dude on, you know, down the street. He did it for you, the poor guy on the street, the guy that's working five jobs trying to support his family, the housewife out there that has a hard time supporting her three kids that her husband left her. He died for you. Or I'll say the lady out there just lost a baby or had a miscarriage. He died for you. He wants to get into your life. He wants to transform you. He wants to bring that hope back to you. He loves you more than you ever known. He loves you more than you ever known. At this time, in Jesus' name, Father, I ask you to put grace on these people. These people are going through these hard times now. Might have a mother in the hospital. I ask you to put peace and grace over these people. I ask you to bring the healing to the mother. In Jesus' name, I bring the healing to the mother. For any enemies, any part of the enemies over the mother, I curse that demon. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to hit that mother. The mother's in the hospital. I ask you to go within her. Clear all the demonic entities out of her that's holding her down from her healing. Father, I ask you to burst her full of grace, bring her body into complete healing in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill that room. Fill that room so strong that anybody that walks in the room has to feel it. Fill that room full. And I ask you to heal that mother completely. Any disease, any corruption of any disease in that body, I curse you, I bind you, and I curse you at the root, and I command you to leave her now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to bring peace over anybody that's listening to this show now. Bring your peace, Father. Spirit of peace, bring it over them now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for bringing them peace. I ask you to fill those grooves in their bodies that just ain't no peace there. You know, they just can't feel it. I ask you to fill their heart with your peace too, Father. Anybody that's got a hurt leg, I command it to be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Holy Spirit, fill that leg. Fill that bone. Fill those toes. Ask it all to be transformed now in Jesus' name. Anybody that's got hearing problems or having an ear infection or something, I curse that infection. I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill that eardrum. Transform that eardrum now in Jesus' name. I command it to be done now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for these healings. I thank you for these transformations. Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch their heart. Convict them if need be. Show them that they need the Lord. Help them know the Lord. I ask this in Jesus' holy name. I ask for anybody that's having a issue. I don't know whether they got headaches or whatever. I command the spirit of depression to leave them. I curse them. I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I break this connection to the person. I curse it. I curse the seed to it. I curse all power that's going to that person. I curse all the power of the enemy, and I curse it now in Jesus' name. I command it to leave. Anybody that's having stomach issues, I curse the stomach issues. I curse the any type of diseases in the stomach. I command it to leave. I command the stomach to be repaired. In Jesus' name, I command the intestines to be repaired. I command all the diseased tissue to leave now. I command the body to be fully repaired in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for all these healings. Bring peace upon these people. Everybody, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go right back into a song. I want to thank you all for listening to us. And we're going to go to, I'll find a song for us here right now. We'll be right back with y'all. We'll talk to you here in a couple minutes.
Inside the dark.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Lot. So far, we ain't really got many call-ins at all. It's kind of iffy on Blog Talk sometimes because it ain't really on the full air like it would be on a regular radio that you listen to in your car. So it's kind of different with that. But, you know, anytime that we do a show or I do a show, just call in. I mean, if you got any problems, we're more than happy to pray for you. We'd most likely like you to call in and then just put in something for us to pray for, because it kind of shows the power of God, which is, the show is all about the power of God, and it really represents, you know, God the Father real good when you do that. But Jason Wade, thanks for coming in and hanging out, dude.
No problem, man.
And yeah, it was pretty cool. One of the ladies, you know, called in, you know, Thursday. We
got a guy who's
going to
call in right now. We got a guy who wants to call in right now and have you pray for him. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Have him call.
No matter what.
Yeah, I got 14 minutes, man. So we'll just wait for this guy to call in and let the Lord bring
to talk with you.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens here. But yeah, man, it's amazing to see how God actually, you know, works through people, and it. You know, when somebody calls in, it really, really lets people see that. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go right back into the song right before he calls in, where we can talk to him, see what's going on, and we'll throw him right back on the air. We'll be back, y'all, and see what I trust in Jesus. I've already did that one, so we're going to go into another song. See here. Forgiveness, that's a great song. We'll be right back.
On your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. Pride, it moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's a whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a call in. I'm going to go ahead and top him on in here.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very good. My name is Keith.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Keith. K-E-I-T-H.
Keith? Keith.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Healing Lot, Keith.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes,
very
it's a pretty
your
good
pray for me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that, you know, we like to represent the Spirit of God, and that's what this show's all about, man.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, man.
Perfect.
I'm here with him,
Keith. Okay.
I prayed for Keith before, so we'll, I'm here with him, man.
Okay.
Basically,
so what's your problem, Keith?
Well, 4 years ago, I breathed some mold into my lungs, and it caused a breathing problem. And then I wasn't able to take anything because I was allergic to everything. So, but I got on some oregano oil that God told me to take, and it got the breathing thing better. But last year, it traveled into the digestive tract and caused a parasite issue. And then since about 7 months ago, my energy has just gone lower. So I'm not able to walk anywhere or do anything anymore. I sit in my chair all day, my desk chair. You know, I usually take alternative things, but I ran a battery of tests through several different hospitals, and everything checked out fine. They did show up one parasite, but they're just not sure. You know, they basically can't figure it out, you know. God told somebody recently that he was going to part the waters and heal me like Moses did.
Okay.
But I need the healing now, though. I mean, to be honest with you, it's very urgent. You know, I need I mean, if I go to emergencies, they just send me back. You know, we need to find out. What's wrong? It's not showing up bacterial. It's not showing up viral. It's not showing up fungal.
So Keith,
ahead and hit this. Let's hit this bad boy again right now.
We don't got much time, so I'm going to let Jason go ahead and start
it.
Okay.
So right now, Holy Spirit, praise you, Holy Ghost. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Come upon Keith in power right now, Holy Spirit. Come upon Keith in power right now, Holy Ghost. Touch him with your healing power. Thank you, Jesus. So right now, you wicked spirit, you foul spirits in his body, you come up and come out of him now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and come out of his body right now. Come up and come out of his body right now. Come out, you parasite. Come out, you foul spirit of infirmity. Come out, you foul spirit. Come out, nanamanakite, la brostoko shakata lava. Out, in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him. Come out of his belly. Come out of his throat. Come out of his stomach. Come out of his chest. Come out of his mind. Out, you demons of infirmity. Out, you foul spirit. Out, I said. Come out. Come out. Come out of his belly. Come out of his chest. All doubt and fear, go. Go from him. Spirit of doubt, go. Spirit of fear, unbelief, go right now. Be healed. Come out of his belly. Come out of his belly. Come out of his belly in Jesus' name. Come out of his belly. Come out now. Come out of him. Come out of him. Come out of his eyes. Come out of his chest. Come out of his throat. Come out of his stomach. Out of him. Out of him. What are you feeling, Keith? What are you feeling, bro?
I feel better. I feel the heaviness on me is still the same, but I feel a lightness of the Holy Spirit coming through.
Okay, say you spirit of infirmity, I renounce you. Get out.
You spirit of infirmity, I renounce you. Get out.
Spirit of doubt, fear, and pride, I renounce you. Get out.
Spirit of doubt, fear, and pride, I renounce you. You leave now.
Okay,
Jesus.
Now you heard him, you foul spirits. You have no legal authority.
Jesus,
come out.
Yeah.
Come out.
Jesus,
come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come
Jesus
out of his stomach.
Name.
Come
Jesus
out of his chest.
Jesus
come up and come
name.
Out, I said.
Jesus
come up and come out, I said. Come up and come out. 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 Out of his throat right now. Dislodge from his body right now. Dislodge from his body right now. Dislodge from his body. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Hold on. Stand.
Okay, go ahead.
Stand, hold on. Come up. Come out.
Okay.
Let me hear him. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of his throat now. Come out of his belly now. Come out. That's it. Out of him. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. Come out. Come out, you foul spirits of infirmity. Come out, you spirit of pride and anger. Come out. Come out. Come out, you foul spirits. Out of him. Out of him. Out of his belly. Out of him. Whatever's causing him from getting healed, come out. Come out of him. Come up and come out. Come up and come out. Come out. Come out. Come up and come out. 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 That's it. Cough it out. Come 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 up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him. Loose your hold from his life. Loose your hold from his life. Come out, you demons. Come out, you demons. Come out. Say, okay. Like, you puking or just coughing?
Just coughing.
Okay. Come up and come out of him right now. How much time do we got, Stan?
We've got 4 minutes.
Okay, you hit it for a minute. Come on, come on. Come out, come out.
Okay. Come out, demon. I curse you. I command you to leave. Come out. Come out. Go.
Come out of him.
Go.
Come
go.
Out. Come out, demon, now.
Go.
Come out.
Go.
Come out of him.
Come out.
Come out now in Jesus'
leave.
Name.
Come
loose.
Out. Come
loose.
Out.
Loose.
Come out.
Loose. Loose.
Jesus'
loose.
Name. Come out.
Leave.
Leave.
Come out.
You have no authority here. Leave.
Come out of him. Come out, I said. Right now,
you
evil spirit.
You leave. We
come out now.
You and you leave.
Better yet, speak, demon,
yes.
Right now. Go ahead.
It's getting better. It's all a big snake kind of winding around in my lower intestinal tract.
Okay,
here.
Come
out
of him
out.
Right now, you demon. Come up
leave.
And come out of him right now. Come up and come out of him
Jesus
right now.
Jesus' name, leave.
Come up and come out right now. Come out. Come out of him. Come out of his belly right now. Out of his heart right now. Out of his chest right now. Out of his throat right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out. Come up and come out, I said, right now. Come out right now.
Come out now.
Come out right now.
Go.
Come out. Come out.
Leave.
Come out. Come up and come out of his belly right now. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name, leave.
Out, you foul spirit.
Jesus' name, leave.
Come out of him right now.
Jesus' name, leave.
Come out.
In Jesus' name, leave.
No.
Leave his throat. Leave. 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 Go. Leave.
Okay, right now, you evil spirit of infirmity. You spirit of you parasite spirit that's causing all this, come out of his belly right now. Come out of his chest right now. Come out from wherever you're out. Dislodge right now. Dislodge right now. Dislodge right now. Come out. 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 Come out now. Come out. Come out, I said, right now. Come out of him. Come out of his throat right now. Come out of his throat right now. Come out. Come out, demon. I'm speaking to you right now. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Come out. Come out. Come out of him right now. Come out of him. Loose your hold right now. All the way out right now. Come out of his belly. Come out of his throat right now. Come out. Go to the pit. Go to the pit right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Loose. Loose your hold from him now. Loose from your hold
break
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ
break
set
loose.
You free.
Jesus
King of kings,
name.
Lord of lords. King of kings, Lord of lords.
Come out.
King of kings, come out.
No.
Come out,
no.
Demon. Come out.
Jesus' name.
Come
Lord.
Out, you
we
foul
bind
spirit.
You and you leave.
Come out of him.
Leave.
Come out of him. Come out of him, you
come
spirit
out,
of heaviness
leave.
Right now.
Come out his mouth
spirit
now.
Of fatigue.
Come out his
come
mouth now.
Come out.
Come out
now. Fatigue right
now.
We, out of his throat.
We bind you, you leave now.
Come out.
Spirit of contentment.
Come on,
spirit
get out.
Of contentment.
Hold on, say it. Spirit of contentment, say I renounce you.
Yeah. Spirit of contentment, I renounce you.
Okay,
not
right
hated,
now, you foul spirit
it.
Of contentment, whatever your name is, come out right now. You got no authority. Let's
leave.
Go. Every one of you demons, I'm speaking to you right now. Come out. I break your hold. You better listen to what I say. I command you to go. I command you to go right now. I command you to go. Shut your mouth and come out right now. Come out of him.
Nice.
Come out of him. Come out of his belly. Come out of his belly. Come out of his belly right now. Loose, 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 loose. All right, Keith, man, our show's
catch,
up, but
yeah.
we caught it right
we
at
can,
the
we
end
keep
here,
on,
man.
We
so.
Keep on. We can keep on here. It'll just stop recording, dude. We can keep on.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
here we go.
That's the spirit of confusion.
Okay. Say. So, okay. Let's go then. So, say this. Say you spirit of confusion.
Spirit of confusion.
Spirit of anger.
Spirit of anger.
Spirit of pride.
Spirit of pride.
I renounce you.
I renounce you.
Spirit of doubt.
Yes, spirit of doubt.
Spirit of spirit of shame, worthlessness, I renounce you.
Spirit of worthlessness, I renounce you.
Spirit of guilt, I renounce you.
Spirit of guilt, disbelief, I renounce you.
Okay, and just keep as calm as possible and all your emotions out of this. And
okay.
Say, spirit of fear, I renounce you.
Spirit of fear, I renounce you.
Spirit of worry, I renounce you.
Yes, spirit of worry, I renounce you.
Satan, I renounce all your plans for me.
Satan, I renounce all your plans for me.
You're a liar and Jesus Christ is Lord.
You're a liar and Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus, forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown.
Jesus, forgive me, Lord, for all my sins that I know of and don't know about.
Yeah, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And forgive me of all unrighteousness, self-righteousness.
Forgive me for all unrighteousness, self-righteousness.
Control, spirit of control, I renounce you.
Yeah, spirit of control, I renounce you.
Now baptize me, Holy Spirit.
Now baptize me, Holy Spirit.
With your power and fire.
With your power and your fire.
Okay. Now right now, you foul spirits, yeah. You come out right now. Come out right now. You have no authority. I command you to come out. Come out of his belly. Come out of his throat right now. Come up and come out right now. Dislodge from his body right now. I command you to go.
In Jesus' name, I ask Archangel Michael and his warriors to come and help us with this. In Jesus' name, Archangel Michael, we command you in Jesus' name to come and help us pull this thing out of Keith. Thank you.
Yeah, now come out right now, you foul spirits. Come out. You got no authority. You got no legal ground. Come out. Come out right now. Come out right now. Come out of his belly right now. Come out of his throat right now. Come out of his throat right now. Come out of his belly right now. Come out right now, you demons. Come out, you demons
of
control. Come out.
I can feel it in my lower back, too.
Okay, come out of his lower back right now in Jesus' name. Come out of his eyes. Come out of his throat. Come out of his stomach. Come out of his back. Come out of his shoulders. Out of his eyes. Out of his chest. Out, I said, in Jesus' name, you demons. Out, I said, you demons, right now. I don't care what he's holding on to. You come out now. I command you to go. I command you to break off of him right now. Come out of his belly. Come out of his throat and dislodge from his body right now. Come up and come out. Cough three times. Go to the pit. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. Come out of him right now. Come out of him right now.
Leave him now. Leave him now in Jesus' name. You leave him now. You let this boy go. Leave. Leave. You have no authority here. Angels, start grabbing. Start pulling this thing out. Start pulling these things out in Jesus' name, Father. Father, fill him up with your Holy Spirit. Come on. Fill him up. Fill him up. Push this thing out. Burn this thing out. Burn this thing out. Burn this thing out, Holy Spirit. Burn it out. Burn it out. Burn it out. Fire. 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 Fire, 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 fire. Holy Spirit, burn this thing out. Burn out his back. Fire, 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 fire. Pull this thing out.
Loose your hold, you foul spirit, now. Loose your hold right now, you foul spirit, now. Come out of his belly right now.
I can feel
come out of his
fire.
Belly right now. Huh?
I can feel the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, come out of him. Come out of him right now.
Fire.
Come out of him right
fire.
Now. Come out of
fire.
Him right now. Come out.
Fire.
Come out of him right now.
Fire.
Out, you sickness
fire.
Right now. Out, you foul spirit
fire.
Right now. Out of his body right now, you foul spirit. Come out, you unclean demons
burn.
Right now.
Burn.
Come out, you
burn.
Unclean demons right
burn.
Now in the
torch
name
it.
Of Jesus Christ.
Torch it, Holy Spirit.
Come
torch
out.
It. Torch it, Holy
come out,
Spirit.
Yeah.
Torch it. Torch
come out
it.
Of him. Come out of
torch
him.
It.
Come out of him. Come out of him. His sins are forgiven. Come
feel
out.
It.
His sins are
feel
forgiven
it.
According to the supernatural power of 1 John 1:9. Come out. Come out. 1 John 1:9, demons.
Forgiven.
Come out. Come out. Come out, demons, right now. Come out, you evil spirit of sickness, right now. Come out of his body. Come out of his throat. Come
now
out
we
of
have,
his penis.
Now we
come
have.
Out of his throat.
Blood of Jesus filling too now. Blood of Jesus filling. Blood of Jesus filling.
Cover him in
filling
the blood,
blood
yeah.
Blood of Jesus filling. Filling. Filling from head to toe, Lord. Fill him with your blood. Fill him with your blood. Fill him with your blood. Both of y'all working together. Fill him with your blood. Fill his stomach with your blood of holiness.
Make him pure as what? Fill him with your blood.
Okay, come out of him right now, demon, right now.
Let's call in some restoration.
How you doing, Keith?
Energy. I'm doing better. I feel like we should call in some restoring energy of strength and energy and all that stuff, too.
Jack up his energy levels like you do, Stan.
The energy levels to
test his
body?
Energy level like you can do.
Yeah.
It's up to 90%. In Jesus' name, I command his energy to his body to be up to 110% in Jesus' name. Command it to be activated now in Jesus' name. I thank you.
Okay, right now you foul unclean spirits come out of him. Go ahead. Okay, so now you foul spirit come out. Come out. Come out. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you, demon. Come out right now. Come out of his belly right now. Come out of his belly right now. Come out of his chest right now, you demon. You snake, spirit, whatever you are. Come out, you spirit of witchcraft. You spirit of new age. Come out. Come out, you new age spirit. Come out. Come out, you spirit of occultism. Come out, you spirit of witchcraft. Come out right now, you demons of sexual perversion. Come out of him. Come out of his genital areas. Come out of his private parts.
Jesus' name.
Come out of his penis
right now.
Jesus'
name.
Come out of him.
Jesus' name.
Come out of his body.
Jesus' name.
Come out of his genitals.
In Jesus' name.
Out of him.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Out of his liver.
In Jesus' name.
Out of his kidneys.
In Jesus' name.
Out of his kidneys right now. Out of his genitals.
In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
Come out of him.
In Jesus'
name. Come out of him. Come out of his throat. Out of his stomach.
In Jesus' name.
Out of his back.
In Jesus' name.
Out of his eyes. Out of his throat. Angels, come get in on this right now. Come out of his back right now. Come get out of his back right now. Out of his shoulder. What is that noise, Keith?
Oh, it's just air conditioner in the back. I feel like my stomach feels better on my, the hurting spot on my stomach feels better. It's lifting.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
I had like a little bit of a nauseous feeling, but then it kind of left.
That's demon. Okay. Whenever you start speaking at demons, you're going to get nauseous, and then when it goes, you're going to feel lighter. So listen, you're paying attention totally to what we're saying, right? You have to focus on this. Okay.
I feel the Holy Spirit coming through me.
We'll just keep hitting this thing for a while. Go ahead.
Okay, in Jesus' name, I command all residue of all this sickness and all these demons to be gone. I curse the residue, and I command it to leave. I delete all that residue in Jesus' name. Command it all to leave. I command peace. Father, fill him with your peace of your Holy Spirit. Fill him with your peace. Remove anything that's left. I command anything that's left, I command it to be gone now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just blast him with your heat. Blast him with your fire. Remove any residue now in Jesus' name.
Now let me hit it for a minute. We'll take turns. That way we can, then you just pray in your mind while I do it. Okay, so right now you foul spirits, come up right now. Angels, come upon him right now and assist with this.
Yeah.
Let's get this done, Lord. What's going on here? Holy Spirit, I praise you. Praise you, Holy Ghost. I praise you, Holy Spirit. I ask for your assistance. So right now, you wicked spirit, come up out of his belly right now. You spirit of doubt, come up and come out right now. You spirit of doubt, come up and come out right now. You got no legal ground. Come out. Come out. You spirit of pride, I break you off of him. Spirit of control. All spirit of self-righteousness, come out right now. Come out right now. Come out right now. Come out, you spirit of religion. You spirit of worry. You spirit of fear. You spirit of doubt. Spirit of anger. Spirit of lust. You spirit of witchcraft. Come out of him right now. Come out of him right now. Come out of him right now. Start saying you renounce those spirits. Say it. Say them all.
Yes, I renounce the spirit of lust. What were the other ones? Spirit of control.
Yeah, just start going right down the list, what you can think of, and say it. You don't have to just take your emotions out of it. Say it calmly.
Okay. Yeah. I renounce you, spirit of anger. I renounce you, spirit of doubt, spirit of saying that I can't get better. I renounce you, spirit of control. I renounce you, spirit of weakness and fatigue, chronic fatigue, all spirits of chronic illnesses. I renounce you. All spirits that came from my path, I renounce you. All spirits that are winding away from my system, I cast you out. I renounce you.
Okay. So right now, you foul spirits, you heard him. Come out. Come out of his belly right now. You heard him. You got no authority. I command you to go. Enough of it. Leave him alone right now. Leave him alone. I'm speaking to you, demons, right now. I'm not playing a game with you no more. Come up and come out right now. Come up and come out right now. Come out of him right now. Come out of him, you demons, right now. Come out of him, you evil spirits, right now. Come out of his stomach. Come out of his belly. Come out of his throat. Come out of his chest. Dislodge from his body right now. Come up and come out. Come up and come out. Come up and come out. Come up and come out of his body. Out of his private part. Out of his throat. Out of his neck. Out of his back. Out of his groin. Out of his bladder. Out of his kidneys. Out of his organs. Out of his stomach. Out of his chest. Out of his bones. Out of all the blood. Out of everywhere. Right now. Come out. Come out, you demons. Out of his eyes. Out of his chest. Dislodge from his body. Right now. Come up and come out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Come out, I said. Come out, I said.
Jesus' name,
come
leave.
Out.
Jesus' name, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Leave. 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 Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name.
Okay, what do we got going on here, bro? What do you got going, Keith? Yeah, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling clearer, just a lot more clearer, a lot more energy, a lot more strength.
Because I did 10 deliverances in 24 hours, dude, and every one of them set free puking, and it only takes one time.
Wow.
Something is not
wow.
right here.
Wow,
dude.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
And I'm talking serious stuff, dude. You can go on my Facebook page and listen to listen to some of the recordings of it, screaming and puking.
Amen.
Oh, wow, wow.
You know,
I mean,
so something's going on here, dude. I mean, if you're not set free, I've never seen nothing like this.
I feel like I feel better. I feel stronger. I still have some heaviness, though, in me, you know, unstableness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, go ahead and keep hitting it, Stan.
I'll see
go ahead, brother.
Okay.
See what you can think of with all this, man.
Let me ask the Lord to see what's going on.
Yeah,
the spirit of confusion. The spirit of confusion. I command you. I bind you, spirit of confusion, to leave him in Jesus' name. The spirit of uncleanliness. I curse you and I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of uncleanliness. I bind you and command you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of unforgiveness, I curse you and I bind you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of unforgiveness, I curse you and I bind you to command you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of unfaithfulness, I curse you and I bind you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of unfaithfulness, I curse you and I bind you and command you to leave in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I command you to wash these things out now. Burn these things out in Jesus' name. Burn these things out in Jesus' name. Remove them all. Remove them all in Jesus' name. I break the heaviness in the room. I break the heaviness. Father, fill that room with your Holy Spirit. Fill that thing up. Remove these things. Archangel Michael, fill that room with your army. Clear that room out in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, hit him. Fill him with your fire in Jesus' name. Fill him now. Holy Spirit, fill him, remove the rest of this stuff, fill him up, remove all the residue in Jesus' name. Remove all this residue, remove whatever's left. I command us to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, leave. In Jesus' name, leave. In Jesus' name, leave. In Jesus' name, leave. You have no authority over Jesus, and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, leave. In Jesus' name, leave. Come up and come out in Jesus' name. Leave the house, leave the property. Don't come within 1,000 miles of him. I bind you all and I command you all to go back to hell where you came from. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Go now. Go now.
Yeah.
Go now in Jesus' name. How's it going, Keith?
Better. Definitely better. I think you're onto something with when you ask God to show you stuff.
Yeah. I command you all to leave. Spirit of unfaithfulness, leave now. Spirit of uncleanliness, leave now. Uncleanliness spirit, I curse you and I bind you. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I bind you. Go back to back to hell where you came from and go. Go. Go.
Come out.
Go.
Come out.
Go.
Come out right now, you demons, right now. Just come out,
there's
you foul spirit right now.
Leprosy. There's a spirit of leprosy around somewhere, and I bind it and I command it to leave in Jesus' name.
Wow.
In Jesus' name. I don't know where it came from, but it's popping in, spirit of leprosy. I bind you, I command you to leave. I curse you, and I command you to leave. I curse you, and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. 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 I break it. I break it. I break it. Jesus, filling with your Holy Spirit, filling more than you ever have before, just blasting full, Lord, blasting full. Remove these things, blasting full, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, just blasting full. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, blasting full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Leave, y'all. Leave. Leave in Jesus' name. Now, Keith, how you feeling?
A lot better. A lot lighter.
A lot better.
I still have some of that unstable energy, but I'm feeling
some of the
better.
Some of the what energy?
It's like when I walk, I feel like I could topple over. It's unstable.
Unstable dizziness or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not dizzy, but it's more like in my digestive tract or something.
Okay. That could be something of the Holy Spirit kicking in too. I mean, I can't say, but it could be that you're full of it and it's working on you. But spirit of dizziness, is any spirit of dizziness, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I command you to leave. I curse you, and I command you to leave him. Any spirit of fatigue, leave. I bind you,
yeah.
I command you to leave. Spirit of fatigue, leave. Leave in Jesus' name. Go. Fire on you. Fire on him, Holy Spirit. Fire. Fire, 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 fire. Spirit of fatigue, go. I bind you, I command you to leave. Fire, 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 fire. Up and out, up and out, up and out. Fire, fire, in Jesus' name, leave. Leave in Jesus' name. How's that, Keith?
Definitely better, definitely better.
Spirit of fatigue, leave completely. Don't come within 1,000 miles of him. Just go back to hell where
yeah.
you came from. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. Go. Go in Jesus'
yeah.
name. Go in Jesus' name.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Fire.
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 Holy Spirit, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Oka lamanaka. Lambo hokona shikiha. Handala kandele masakati. Hiha. Rundala kasonamaka. Out of him. Out of him. Out of him. Out of him. Out of his body. Out of his soul. Out of his spirit. Out of his chest. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, you spirit of infirmity. Come out. Come out, all worry. Come out, all doubt. Come out, all disbelief. Come out, you demons that are making him think he can't be healed. Come out. Come out of his mind. Come out of his chest. Come out. Come out, you mocking spirit. Come out, you foul spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out.
I can feel the Holy Spirit, like a very strong energy in my mind and in my heart, and I can just feel a real strongness with it, a real, like a strong wind, but it's not moving, it's just strong.
Oh,
okay, more Holy Spirit
oh.
right now. More Holy Spirit. Come up out of
sure,
him.
My mind.
Come up out of him. Come out of him. Come out of him, you demons.
In Jesus'
come
name.
Out of him, you stronghold.
In Jesus' name.
Come out of him. I break every
Jesus
stronghold
name,
off his
leaving.
Right now. I break every
mind.
Stronghold off his mind right now.
In Jesus'
loose
name.
Your hold.
In Jesus.
Loose your hold,
in Jesus
you demon.
Name. In
loose
Jesus
it off
name.
Right now. Loose, I said.
In Jesus' name.
Landele makurabaka. La friende shikende.
In Jesus' name.
Come
out.
Come out of
him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Come out of his
chest. In Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name.
Shut your mouth, you lying deception.
In Jesus' name.
Better.
Okay.
Yeah, the mind stuff was really good. That's the stuff I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breaking
out. Every stronghold, come out of his mind right now. Say, every stronghold, I renounce you.
Every stronghold, I renounce you.
Loose your hold from me, you liar.
Loose your hold from me, you liar.
Now you heard him. Come out right now, you foul spirits. I'm so sick of you. Come out of him. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, I said. Come out, I said. Come out. Come out. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. Come out. All right, man. Why don't we see how you're feeling, man? And
okay.
And, okay. When's the next time he can call on here, Stan, and we'll do it again if he needs. I don't think he needs. I mean, I'm telling you, dude. I think that you're letting them back in by worrying that you're not healed each time.
Okay.
I think that you're good, dude.
Let's both pray now.
Okay.
Jason, and we'll pray for protection over him, and for
okay.
for you know, God to just pull whatever. Okay. Let's say,
okay,
Lord
okay.
Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you in your holy name to put your protection of angels around him, fill him with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We ask you to remove anything else that's around him, guard him, protect him, and put him in your grace. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And right now, Holy
Thank
Spirit,
you.
I ask you to just fill his mind with the truth. I command
yes.
you to break off every stronghold out of his life and just send your angels to whisper to the truth to him, whisper to him that he's healed, whisper to him
yes.
That he is healed in Jesus' name. I command the angels of God to just circle that house and make their presence
yes.
known. And every single demon that's bothered him, I command you to not come back. Lord, I ask you to give him a supernatural push in the right direction to get past this
yes.
whole season he's in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay.
Are you on the radio every day, or is it just a one-time
no.
thing?
It's just Thursdays and Saturdays.
So Thursdays and Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Same
so
time?
Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah.
Go ahead. Is it the same time?
Yeah, 10 a.m. Well, on Thursdays it's 9:30, but you can call in, you know, call in 9:30 or, you know, you can call. Yeah, 9:30 on Thursdays.
10 a.m. Central?
But, yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, gotcha. On Thursdays, I mean, okay, and then same time on Saturday at 9:30. Okay.
Yeah, 10 o'clock for Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
16.
So just call in any time like that, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. And I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I know it's kind of intense. The show's actually already over. It's already done recording, but I'm still on it with you because of the issues and stuff. But
okay.
It's cool. But I'm gonna go ahead and get you off here. But I want to thank you for coming
okay.
on the show. And
yes.
we'll talk to you next time, Keith. And thank you a lot.
Thank you so much, all of you. I really, really appreciate it very much. Thank you. A wonderful day.
All right,
well,
Keith, man. Hey,
okay.
just start saying you're healed, bro, and just refuse to think it. I believe you're good, man.
Okay. I will do that, Jason.
Okay, bro.
With it, yeah.
All right, peace.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Bye. No problem.
God bless you, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
you
want to
call
yeah.
me on your regular cell phone or something?
Yeah, man, we're on the show, and everybody, I want to thank you all for being here with us during this healing. It's a little long. I know some of y'all are probably still listening. The recording's already stopped on the show, but I want to thank you all for coming into the healing light and just listening to this deliverance. This is a deliverance. We don't do a whole lot of these on here. It's very rare, Jason has actually did some counseling and praying for him before. So there's many things in there that he knew more than I did. Like there's some sexual stuff in there that it sounds a little weird, but there's still demons in that is holding people down. It's got to be caught, you know, hollered out. A lot of people has different ways of praying. That's the way that Jason prays, and that's the way I pray sometimes. I just join in with him because that's the style that he does, and I like to help with the prayer here on my show. But I want to thank you all for listening to the show. I hope the presence of God hits y'all while y'all listen to this show, and we'll see you Thursday.